Okay. So what I want to talk about today is urgency, or a sense of urgency. Now, all of us can understand that there's a time and a place for having a sense of urgency. You know, it helps you to get things done. It motivates you. It moves you. On the other hand, you know, there's times when urgency is not such a good thing, where you're running around with like a chicken with your head cut off. I mean, there's a place and a time and a value for urgency. And the question is, how do you apply it? When do you apply it? How do you motivate to have urgency? Sometimes people get into a situation where they're just complacent and they're not really doing anything. And how do you motivate so that you can do things and you can achieve? All right. So now, all of these things we could talk about, you know, what we feel about them. But I happened to run into a very interesting book this week by a guy named John Cotter. So it turns out that people are in the biz world, so they've heard of this guy, John Cotter. It turns out he's a professor of leadership at Harvard University. He wrote a series of books on motivating people in businesses and all kinds of different aspects. And he wrote a book called A Sense of Urgency, where he talks about exactly these issues of when and how and where and when not to apply urgency. Okay. Now, he talks about it in the context of business, and we will apply it to the context of Torah life as well. So now, let's look at a couple of quotes that he says here. So one thing he says is, the dictionary tells us that urgency means of pressing importance. When people have a true sense of urgency, they understand that action on critical issues is needed now. So now, I emphasize these words, true and now. First of all, I emphasize the word true to point out that he talks a lot about also false urgency. There are times when people just like, oh, they're urgent about stuff, but they really have no business being urgent about stuff, and that can get you into a lot of trouble. You need to be focused on what's really important and what we call true urgency. And now this true urgency is supposed to get you not just to say, wow, yeah, that's really important, I'll do that at time X, Y, or Z, but true urgency means we need to work on this now, okay? Not eventually, not when it fits into my schedule. Now means making real progress every single day. So I emphasize these words to say that, you know, urgency doesn't mean like, oh, we've got this big project, we want to make an airplane and it's going to be done in 10 years or in 5 years or whatever it is. What he's saying is urgency means today and every day. Every single day we need to like work and we need to like move and we need to understand that we need to be motivated. Okay? And we can't be distracted by false urgencies. We need to understand what's important, how to apply it on a daily basis. And so then he says here, critically important means challenges that are central to success, survival, winning or losing. A sense of urgency is not an attitude that I must have a project team meeting today, but that the meeting must accomplish something. And so now here he's already hinting at this idea, which he speaks about later, and we'll talk about that people think like, okay, I'm working. Or, you know, you're the manager and you see all your people are working. We're banging nails, but you're building the wrong thing. What are you doing over there? Just because you're busy, busy, busy doesn't mean that you're doing anything, right? And so, okay, we're organizing this meeting, we're having that meeting. Did you accomplish anything in that meeting? So that's the key about true urgency and having this sense of urgency and using it properly. And then he says also in the second bullet point, to maintain urgency up over a large period of time, urgency has to be recreated over and over again. So now that's another thing. You know, now he talks about urgency being created and recreated. Like we can say, oh, I got to get this thing done. But you've got to understand we got to get something done all the time, right? To be productive individuals, also for, you know, he's talking about on the management level for companies, but also for individuals, we all need to try to understand what to be urgent about and to try to motivate on a daily basis so that we can really actualize ourselves to our maximum potential. So now, as I said, he talks about this in the context of the corporate world. He talks about this in context of like corporations and enterprises, right? So I would like to use these kind of ideas and apply them to the greatest enterprise that there ever was, the creation of the world, where the workers, the Ovdei Hashem, are us, right? We, as the Jewish people, and really in general of all of the world, are supposed to be working toward something that we call Tikkun Olam. We're supposed to be working to try to perfect the world. That's our enterprise. Okay, so we should also be trying to understand how to use this sense of urgency. And in fact, We see it in the Torah. First of all, we see that the Torah is, I mean, the Torah does relate to the world as a kind of corporation, as a kind of enterprise. There's a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. It says, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, and this is the first source in the Hebrew sources, Hayom katsara melacha meruba va'apoalim atzelim va'sachar harbe va'obal habayit dochek. So he says, the world, the time is short, the work is much, the workers are lazy, the pay is great, and the owner is urgent, right? Exactly the words that we're using here. The owner of the world, the Baal HaBayit, of this enterprise that we call Tikkun Olam, or the creation of the world, is very urgent that we have to get things done. This isn't supposed to be done just, oh, well, let's just take our time and we'll sit at the beach and we'll see what happens. No, Tikkun Olam is something very urgent, okay? And then, in fact, so urgent it is that we find several expressions of urgency. So if you look here, just under the Pirkei Avot, there's one expression which is called Zrizin Makdimin Lamitzvot, that people need to be quick to be quick and do the mitzvot early, whatever that means, we'll see in a minute. Then it says, Shihui mitzvah lo mashhinan. We do not delay in doing a mitzvah. And then it says, Chaviva mitzvah b'sha'ata. Beloved is doing a mitzvah at the right time. Ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvot. We should not pass over the opportunity to do a mitzvah. So now, all of these four things, they seem to almost be rephrasing the same idea. Do the mitzvot quickly. Come on, let's get to it, right? So the Rav Asher Weiss, who's a dayan and a big rabbi of yeshiva here in Yerushalayim, he wrote a book called Minchat Asher. So Minchat Asher is like all kinds of halachic discourses that are broken up according to the Parsha. And he brings these four expressions, and he says, it seems like they're saying the same thing, but they're not. Okay, Chazal would not give us the same words for different things. Okay, what they're saying is that each expression has a very specific application. And so now Rav Weiss goes through each of these four, and that's what I'd like to do for the main part of this shiur, is go through each of these four expressions and try to understand what is the difference between them. What are they talking about? What are they really trying to get us to do with each one of them? So the first one is Zrizin Makdimin Lamitzvot, and this expression finds its source in our Parsha, in Parshat Vayira. So if you look in this source, it says Talmud Bavli Psachim Daf Dalid, Zrizin makdimin la mitzvot. The quick do their mitzvot early. Shneimar vayashkem Avraham baboker vayachvosh et chamoro. So this is telling the story that of the Akedah. Avraham got up early in the morning and he put the saddle on his donkey and he got ready to take his son to the Akedah. So it says he got up early in the morning. So the Gemara learns from this, wow, God said, I want you to go take your son to the Akedah, and we're going to go there, it's going to take 3 days. So he could have gotten, he could have said, okay, you know, I'll go in the afternoon, we'll go in the evening. No, he got up first thing in the morning. So here, this is like the greatest example for us that we should be quick to do the mitzvot. Here's a guy who's having to go and do the most difficult test that anybody could possibly imagine, that's totally against his own personal agenda, yet he gets up first thing in the morning to do it. So too we, who are doing far less difficult tasks, I mean, everybody has their difficulties, but nothing is the Akedah, we too should get up early and do the mitzvot that we have to do. The second source says, in the Psikta Zutra, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, Ela Makom Asher Amad, Sham et Pnei Hashem. So now this is talking about a different source when Avraham got up early in the morning. He got up early in the morning to overlook Sodom, the city of Sodom and Amorah, and the whole story where God came to him and told him that he's going to overthrow the city. So Avraham got up early in the morning. Well, what mitzvah did he get up early to do here? So if you look in the Gemara here, the Gemara says, it's under that psikta, it's Gemara Mesachet Brachot, it says, Avraham tiken tfilat shacharit, shenamar vayashkem Avraham baboker ala makom asher amad sham, ein amida ela tfila. So it says that Avraham got up early and stood before God. The Gemara says stood, standing. There's no standing other than prayer. And so what Avraham got up to do was he got up to pray. So this teaches us also another very important aspect. Whereas we saw that the Akedah was this great thing, so you'd say, wow, okay, I understand. I'll get up for great big things. No, he says also to get up to daven every morning, you got to get up to daven. So now we're saying also, zrizin makdimim, to do those daily things that you have to do every morning, you got to get up and daven. You should also get up quickly to do that as well. This idea of zrizin makdimim lemitzvot applies to everyday things as well, not just the great tests in the world. The third source is also from our parsha. It says, Vaymaher Avraham be'ohala, El Sarah Vayomer Mahari, and get ready for these guests that we're having. So this is also a pasuk where we learn a source for Zrizin Makdimin. What you learn, an interesting aspect here, is that the other two were about mitzvot bein adam lemakom. They were issues between man and God, and here you see it also applies between issues between man and man. You know, here he's saying, come on, let's get some food ready for our guests. So inviting in guests is also a big mitzvah, and it's also something that you should rush to do. And finally, the fourth source is a kind of a funny source. We know the story of Sodom. Sodom got overturned, and Lot and his two daughters were the only ones who were saved. They went up to the hill, and Lot's daughters said, the world has been destroyed. God did again what happened with Noah. We got to start the world over. We're the only women. He's the only man. This is it, right? So the Gemara says the girls had a mitzvah in mind to be pru revu, to try to replenish humanity on earth. And so now the sister who went first, the first night, so she was zeriza to the mitzvah. And so the Gemara says that she was rewarded, that when we go through the generations until Malchut David and all the kings, so Rut HaMoviyah, the Moabite, was from this union. So that appears before her sister, who later on it says that there was a king from the Ammonites. Okay? And so what it's saying here is basically that Zrizin Makdimin is not only just a good idea that you should try to rush to do the mitzvot, but there's a reward for it. Meaning God wants us to try to be urgent about doing the mitzvot. Now if you look here in the Beit HaBechira, which is by the Me'iri, so he tries to explain, why is it so important? I mean, at the end of the day, what do we care? So there's a mitzvah to do, so you did it. Why do I care? You did it in the morning, you did it in the afternoon. You did it! So the Me'iri says, "K'shtavo davar mitzvah liyado shehei mechla zrizim makdimin lemitzvot, lo ya'acher ba'asiyat mitzvah she'en zeh ela derech mi she'eno oseh mitzvah derech kavana me'ula, kechibuv lemitzvah," says the Minchat Asher. So what he's saying here is like this. If you don't do the mitzvah, you say, "Yeah, I'll do it. I know we have to put on tefillin. I'll do it sometime today. We'll see." Okay. Oh, I have to have some guests over. Yeah, I know. Well, we'll do it. We'll see. So that's like not showing that you really care about it. That's not showing that you really understand the value of it. Okay. So zrizin makdimin shows that, first of all, it shows that you understand that there's a value, and it shows that there's a value to these actions, okay? It shows it sort of both ways. The mitzvot are important, and we want you to do them early on time, or before their time, is the earliest time possible, to demonstrate that you understand how important they are. And when you do that, you demonstrate to yourself the importance. So now, the Minchat Asher says, okay, I understand this, but something strange here. He says, we don't always say Zrizin Makdimin to every mitzvah, actually. There are specific mitzvot that we say it, and there's mitzvot that we don't say it. So he says here, in the first line, it's the last source on page 1, Melachen, b'chol hani mitzvot shebahen etzem hamaaseh hu geder hamitzvah, kegon tfila mila tkiat shofar, ach de ksherim kol hayom afilu hachi midin zrizin makdimin tzrichim lehizdares b'kiyumam. So he says, mitzvot, where the actual action that you're doing is the mitzvah, so those are the things that you need to rush to do. Okay? And that even though you could do it the whole day, you do it as early as possible, and so there's a great benefit to that. So you have, like, for example, davening or doing Brit Milah or blowing the shofar. So all of those things are mitzvot in and of themselves. You take the shofar, you blow it, you have now accomplished the mitzvah with that very act. Okay, now you could blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. You could blow it in the morning, you can blow it in the afternoon, you can blow it before it gets dark. All the day you can do it. But here we apply the idea of zrizin makdimin lemitzvot. You should do it at the earliest possible time. Okay, you want to accomplish the mitzvah as soon as possible. Okay, so now he says that's when we apply this principle of zrizin makdimin. But then he says, but we know there's mitzvot that we don't do like that. For example, kiddushin and chuppah, chalitza and shechita. Nobody says, oh, you know, you need to have a shechita. You want to go get some meat to eat. Hurry up, do that early in the morning. No, it doesn't matter. You have a mitzvah to do shechita, do it whenever. So now, what's the difference? The Minchat Asher says here in the long underlined part, it says, Uma bein mitzvah le mitzvah, v'nira kanal de mitzvot she'ikaran betotza'ah lo amrinan zrizin makdimin le mitzvot. So he says the difference is that with chuppah, for example, getting married. Okay, there's a mitzvah for kiddushin, right? That they did this kiddushin and the ring and the ketubah, whatever it is. Okay, we accomplish kiddushin. That's a nice mitzvah, but we're not zrizin to that. You don't have to rush and do it in the morning. You can have your wedding in the afternoon. You can have your wedding at night. Okay, why is that? Because actually that mitzvah is only to accomplish something else. The main accomplishment is now you have a married couple. Not that you did the ring thing and whatever else, right? So the same thing with shechita. It's a mitzvah to do the shechita, but I mean the main thing is so that you eat kosher meat afterwards, right? So that's the difference between, let's say, blowing the shofar, where the mitzvah is the act, versus the mitzvah is really what comes afterwards. So now, what I think about this distinction, why it's important, is that now this helps us to focus us on what's real urgency and what's false urgency. You know, we could say, oh, we got to just do all these mitzvot, we got to just rush around and do them. But no! There are some things which you got to rush around. You got to get a shofar and blow it right away. And there's some things which, no, you don't need to rush around. You don't need to rush to go shechita. You don't need to rush and have the wedding in the morning. You can do it in the evening. There are things, and so this, what this does is it gives us a sort of a hierarchy, and it gets us out of this mode of false urgency, which drains people, right? And so that's what John Cotter says in terms of the business aspect. He says, with false urgency, people miss what is essential for prosperity. So he's talking about the business and making money and being prosperous, but we're talking about accomplishing tikkun olam. But it's the same idea. We need to have an understanding of what is urgent and what can be done later. Okay, and this first distinction here already helps us to understand that. Okay, so that was the first one. If you take a look at the page 2, so it says, Shihui mitzvah lo mashhinan. It says, basically, we do not delay doing a mitzvah. Well, that sounds like the same thing as being quick to do the mitzvah. What's the difference between quick and delay? You already see that there is a difference. Okay, so let's see if you're with me. So now there are two sources in the Gemara. The first one is the Gemara in Yevamot, and it talks about when a woman's husband died, lo aleinu, and now there's a mitzvah for the brothers to come in and marry her, right? They either have to marry her or they have to perform this procedure called chalitza. They take off the sandal and they say, I don't want to get married. And now the woman can go on to get married to somebody else. But until this happens, until one of the brothers either does this yibum and he marries her, or he does this chalitza and he says, you're free to go marry whoever you want, the woman's stuck. She's stuck. She can't get married. So what does the Gemara say about this? The Gemara says, actually, it's a Mishnah. Mitzvah begadol yabem. The mitzvah is for the oldest brother to come and marry her. Lo ratza malchin al kol achim. If he doesn't want, so we go to the next brother. Tala bekatan ad sheyigdal. Now, none of the brothers want to do it, so they say, the youngest brother, when he grows up, he'll do it. Oh, begadol ad sheyavo midinat hayam. The oldest brother, he's on business overseas. Wait till he comes back. So both of these are saying, wait for the young one to grow up, wait for the oldest one to come back. What does the Mishnah say? Ein shomin lo. We don't listen to them. Ela omrim lo, alecha mitzvah, o chalot, o yavim. They say, you have a mitzvah to do, you're the middle brother, I don't care your other brothers aren't here, I don't care your little brothers aren't grown up, you are the valid person, you have to do it now. And what's the Gemara say, what's the reason? Lama, ko shihui mitzvah lo mashhinan. We do not delay a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be done, we don't delay. Okay? Now, that's one example. The other example is the Gemara in Yevamot on Daf Mem Zayin. It says, Ger, Shebalehit Gayer. There's a guy who comes, he wants to convert. Now, the Gemara goes through a whole long thing about what do you have to do for somebody who wants to convert. You have to ask him, why do you want to convert? He says, I want to be a Jew. You tell him, you understand it's hard to be a Jew. You tell him, you know, the world doesn't like us, and it's going to be difficult. And we tell them also the good things. You know, there's great mitzvot and great responsibilities, and we're great people. You give him both sides of the story, and then you tell him, you know, if you do the mitzvot, there's great sechar, and if you don't do the mitzvot, there's great punishment, onesh. So after that, finally, you give him the whole, you lay out everything in front of him, what it means to be a Jew, and he says, I want to do it. So now what happens? The Gemara says here, Kibel, he accepted it. Malino tomiyad. You give him Brit Milah now, immediately. The guy said, I'm in, he's in. We don't say, oh, we'll have a Brit Milah in a few days. Come back, see me next week. No, the guy's sitting here, you told him the story. That's it, lay down. We're doing Brit Milah. My time, and the Gemara asked, he said, what? What's the rush? Shihui mitzvah lo mashhinan. We don't delay a mitzvah. Notice it didn't say zrizin matimin. It didn't say we rush to do a mitzvah early. It says we don't delay a mitzvah. So now, what's the difference? Why are we applying this new expression, this new principle? So the Minchat Asher explains, ubiur din ze nira de eno mishum chibuv mitzvah ha'amur b'din zrizin matimin. He says, this case here, it's not like Zrizin Makdimin, where it was to demonstrate how much we love the mitzvah, we rush to go get our shofar and blow it to show that we really understand the importance of a shofar. No, this is different. Ela kol hecha deyesh chashash shema titaref hasha'a velo yachol lekayim ha-mitzvah klal amrim ha-shihui mitzvah lo mashhinan. So he says, here we have a different idea. It could be that this will go away. This is an opportunity that they may just go away. The goy, he came and he said, yeah, I like it. I like the system. I like what you're doing. I want to get in. We make him a Jew now. He may go home and they'll say, what are you, crazy? What are you going to be? Are you going to be a Jew? Do you understand? And all his friends will tell him, no. We could lose the opportunity. Same thing with the woman. The woman, she needs to get married. What? Now, this brother didn't come, that one didn't go. She needs to go get married. You're going to hang her up here? Over this, the guy, we're going to wait for the guy to come from overseas? No, there's a mitzvah to be done. We can release this woman, or she'll get married, or whatever it is. We're gonna move forward. We can't hang up people in the middle of nowhere. And so that's how he ends here. He says, in the last words, it says, De'en be'etzem ma'aseh chalitza avodat Elokim. The actual taking off of the shoe from the woman is not actually serving God in any way. V'geder ha-mitzvah elahavi matir. This is just a way to release the woman so she can get on with her life. And the same thing with the goy. Now we can accept him and to be a Jew and he can get on with his life. So here again, I think that this parallels the idea that John Carter talked about in business, that oftentimes people become complacent. And so, yeah, we have time, we have a mitzvah, okay, fine, the woman, let her go home. People will come, the brother will come, the other brother will get older, and everybody becomes complacent. No, the mitzvot are things that we need to do now, and we need to be urgent about them. This is real. Okay? And now another part of it is that he says here, in the underlined part in the middle, he says, they pay insufficient attention to wonderful new opportunities. Okay? Somebody comes to convert, that's an opportunity. A woman now has to be released so she can get married, that's an opportunity. You don't delay opportunities. So too in business, so too in Judaism. And that's what I think that this statement, Shehui mitzvah lo mashhinan. We don't delay mitzvot. We don't delay opportunities. Okay. And now we're ready to go to the third principle. Chaviva mitzvah b'sha'ata. Beloved is a mitzvah in its time. Okay, so now this has a little bit of a different twist. But still, it's the same thing about, you know, let's do the mitzvot, right? But no. So the Gemara here gives an interesting example. I won't read the whole thing, but it says here, Bo ro'eh kama chaviva mitzvah b'sha'atag. Come and learn how beloved is a mitzvah in its appropriate time. Shehareh hiktir chalavim va'evarim shel musafei tamidi v'tamidei ha'shabbat ksherim kol ha'layla shel motzei shabbat u'mikol makom lo haya mamtin lahen b'shabbat ad shetachashech. So now, what is the Gemara says like this? Okay, there's a mitzvah to bring korbanot every day. Even on Shabbat, they bring a korban. Even though you're doing a melacha, you're killing the animal, you're burning the meat, the whole business. You're not supposed to do that. You don't do that at home, right? But you do it in the mikdash because there's a mitzvah to bring the korban. Very nice. But there's also other stuff. There's these fats and these extra pieces, the evarim, that they're not really part of it. They need to just burn them off. So now it says you could burn them Motzei Shabbat, okay? But the Gemara says no. They burn them on Shabbat because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Sha'ata, because beloved is a mitzvah at its time. So what are they talking about? Why is it we can violate Shabbat because you have a beloved mitzvah? There's all kinds of mitzvah, you know, like why does this happen now? What does this exactly mean? So the Minchat Asher says like this: Nira bebiur din ze de chaviv mitzvah b'shata de kol mitzvah de yesh ba ikar zman laasot hamitzvah uzman nosaf shiotze yedei chovato ach ein ze ikar zmano lechatchila ela havi kein tashlumin sarich lekayem hamitzvah bezman haikarim mishum chaviva mitzvah b'shata umeduyak beze ma shamru b'shata dahainu b'ikar zmana. Okay. So what he says is like this. He says, in this case of burning these extra fats and so forth, there's actually two time periods that you could do it. You could do it on Shabbat, or you could do it after Shabbat. The fact is that doing it after Shabbat is like an extra time. It's not the best time. The main time to burn all the korbanot and all its pieces is on Shabbat. And so Chaviva mitzvah b'sha'ata means, yeah, you could do it in two different times, but you should do it in the main time. So again, what I want to say is that this idea also parallels the teachings of Professor Cotter of doing things with a sense of urgency and the appropriate urgency. Meaning that, yeah, there are different times to do different things, and when it is the time to do it, so that's when you should be focused on it, and not at other times. So he says like this, he says, far too often managers think they have found the solution of this to this problem of complacency when they see lots of energetic activity. I skip down here. It says, more often than not, this flurry of behavior is not driven by any underlying determination to move and win now. It's driven by pressures that create anxiety and anger. The resulting frantic activity is more distracting than useful. This is a false sense of urgency that may even be more destructive than complacency because it drains needed energy in activity and not productivity. People mistake the running around for a real sense of urgency. So what I'm saying here is that now this mitzvah of chaviva mitzvah b'sha'ata means beloved is doing the right thing at the right time and not just running around and, oh, I got to do all these mitzvot. No, do what's needed to be done at the right time. Don't think that just because everybody's running around I'm doing all these things, it's draining, it's destructive, it's distracting. Okay? You need to focus on what's important at the time that it's important. Okay. And the last one is on page 3. So it says, Ein mavirin al hamitzvot. So the source for this is a very interesting source. It's a source in Shmot where we're talking about Pesach. Ushmartem et ha-matzot, ki be'etzem ha-yom hazeh hotzi et tzivoteichem me'eretz Mitzrayim. So the Torah is teaching us you have to guard carefully. You have to watch the matzot. You're making matzah for Pesach. We don't want it to become chametz, right? You don't want to have bread at the Seder table, so you have to watch the matzah because the matzah is the symbol of us coming out of Egypt. Now, the Midrash reads this in a midrashic way. Right, it uses it to teach a point, and it says, "Rabbi Yishayahu Omer, al tikri et hamatzot, ela et hamitzvot." He says, don't read, you should be careful with the matzahs. You should be careful with the mitzvahs. She'im bat mitzvah liyadcha, aseota bizrizut ad shelo techametz. When a mitzvah comes to your hand, you should do it right away, and you shouldn't let it become chametz, right? Just like, I mean, in Hebrew, there's an expression, lo tachmitz, don't let the thing become leavened. So, meaning, don't let this thing sit around, and then you end up ruining it, right? If you let matzah sit, it becomes bread, and now you can't use it. If you see a mitzvah and you let it sit, now you may not be able to do the mitzvah. Okay, so this is the idea. Rashi says it here. I mean, the Gemara says, "Amar Reish Lakish ein ma'avirin ala mitzvot," and Rashi says, "Hapoge b'mitzvah lo yavor mimena," and then he quotes the midrash that we just read. So he says, when you see a mitzvah comes to your hand, whatever it is, you know, you happen to be walking in the street and you see your neighbor who's an old woman who's bringing in her groceries, that's a mitzvah. You can stop. It's come to your hand. You stop and you help them, right? You don't ma'avir. You don't pass over a chance to do, a good thing. Okay, now the Minchat Asher says like this. Shelo la'avor al mitzvah o mekoma o zmana mishum kiyum mitzvah acheret biyisoda nira dehavi mishum bizui ha-mitzvah. So he says something very interesting here. He says again, and I think this emphasizes the idea of rushing around like a chicken with your head cut off. He says, if you've come to a mitzvah, so you should do it. That was clear. But he says now also on that, you shouldn't be worried about passing over that one to do a different mitzvah. Right? He says here again, he says, kiyum mitzvah acheret, shelo la'avor al mitzvah mekoma uzmana mishum kiyum mitzvah acheret. You've come across a mitzvah. Don't say, oh, well, I could be going and running over and doing that one. I should be doing that one. I should be doing that one. No. Judaism is very practical and very focused. You came to a mitzvah. Do this mitzvah. That's what you should be doing. You shouldn't be going and saying, oh, well, I got to go do this other thing. No. Here you are in the here and now. This is what you do. That's what the true urgency dictates. Okay? And so that's exactly what John Carter again says. False urgency often is disguised as a flurry of frenetic activity and drop everything tasks, right? I'm doing this, oh no, I have to stop and do something else. Both of which threaten to undermine legitimate performance and progress. No, you're in the middle of helping somebody, you help them, that's your mitzvah. You'll do something when the next thing comes on, right? So basically, we've seen these four principles actually fit really well with, you know, modern business theory about being urgent and about being focused and about understanding how to get things done. In summary, these four points, we saw that zrizin makdimin lemitzvot, you're supposed to rush to do a mitzvah as early as possible in the time frame that it was given, because this shows that we understand the value of that mitzvah. And then we said, shihui mitzvah lo mashhinan, that you don't delay doing a mitzvah. And that we said, de'ein machrin ha-mitzvah lezman rav, shema titaref ha-sha'av yitbatel melakayma. And we apply that principle in order that we don't lose the chance of doing something that will go away, as we said, of releasing a woman or converting somebody. Chaviva mitzvah b'sha'ata lekayma, ha-mitzvah b'ikar zmana v'lo b'zman tashlumim. And so then we said this other principle of beloved is a mitzvah at its time. There could be multiple times to do a mitzvah. You should do it at the time that's really the main time and not like the extra time or some other added time that was allowed for it. V'ein ma'avirin ala mitzvah, and you don't pass over a mitzvah. You're focused on what you're doing in the here and now. And so basically, like I said, I think that this really gives us a kind of framework, a kind of overview, and a focus of how we should really be applying this sense of urgency to this great task, which is the enterprise of fixing the world. And I would just end with, we started with Rebbe Tarfon's statement in the Pirkei Avot. So Rebbe Tarfon actually continues in the next Mishnah. So the first Mishnah was in Tet Vav. Rebbe Tarfon Omer, that the day is short and the people are complacent, we could use in the words of Cotter, and the pay is great, and the owner, God, is very urgent. But now, Rabbi Tarfon adds one more aspect, and he says, "Hu aya omer Lo alecha melacha ligmor, velo ata ben chorin libatel mimena. He says, you are not going to finish this job, but neither are you free to desist from the job. What he's saying here is, as opposed to usual corporations where you have a task and you're expected to finish it, and if you don't finish it, so you'll be finding yourself on the street very quickly, the enterprise of Tikkun Olam is something so huge and something so great that no one of us can expect. I mean, we can pray and we anticipate that we will bring the Mashiach and we will build the Mikdash, but we don't stop working because we don't see that happening, or we think that we are the ones who are going to do it and bring it and see it. No. We have to keep working. We have to maintain this sense of urgency on a daily basis, whether it's getting up to daven or whether it's going to do something as great as the Akedah. We have to keep and maintain this sense of urgency about Tikkun Olam, about doing the mitzvot, and we should be zocha through all of our efforts to really bring the Mashiach and see the Mikdash built. B'mehera v'yameinu. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.